Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a beautiful day, Hugh. A lot of sunshine.
Beautiful day. Baseball, man.
It is. Beautiful.
Beautiful day for bounce back.
Well, yeah.
Beautiful day.
You going to try to tell me that's going to happen today?
I'm being optimistic.
All things are fine.
I never said it was fine.
The season turned around on Monday
I never said
night.
It was fine. But you do, at some point, you get tired of the status quo. You get tired of, turning on the radio and hearing folks talk about how bad you are. I mean, this is a good baseball team. I don't think anybody denies that. They have their flaws, but they're still a good team, and they just need to figure out how to fight their way through.
Well, they're struggling right now. We'll get leading off coming up in a little bit. There's a lot of issues, right? The bullpen's an issue. DFA'd Hernandez.
It reared his ugly head last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that the underbelly of that bullpen is not good. We've known that for the entire season. And the offense right now is becoming its own issue. Although they've
anemic.
They've put some hits together the last two nights, but there's no pop. I mean, they had the home run to Kepler last night that hung up there and got out. But for the most part, there's no extra base hits here. Cubs, you see the difference. The Cubs are slugging the first two games of the series. The Phillies are out. We'll get to more Phillies, including the latest on Aaron Nola coming up. 215-592-9494. The Philadelphia Eagles. That's a team that has far less issues than the Eagles. Defending Super Bowl champions. Mini camp yesterday. Perfect attendance. And one thing I don't worry about at all with this team is some sort of hangover. I think that's one thing. I check that box. They're going to be fine there mentally between Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, Saquon. I think they're in the right spot to sustain and try to do this again. Hugh is worried, though, about a Super Bowl hangover. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Sirianni yesterday at minicamp before practice talking about his team and his star players' idea of trying to do this again.
As long as I'm the head coach here, I'd always want Saquon Barkley on this football team. Obviously he means a lot to this football team and as a player and as a teammate.
What have you noticed about, the way Saquon has kind of attacked the offseason, the condition he's in and everything after having such a huge load last
The same the way I visioned or saw him attack last offseason. That's what's great about this football team is, you see the same humbleness and the hunger that I saw going into the last season, and that's, Saquon, that's all the players on this football team. They're working, and we've had a good offseason.
So Sirianni there speaking specifically about Saquon Barkley, and from his perspective, Saquon attacking this offseason just like what he saw last year. Like, that is refreshing to hear that he sees that in the building, because one thing we've noticed, Saquon is a lot busier, right? He's a lot visible this offseason, and I get it, right? He won the Super Bowl. He was maybe the best player in the NFL last year, certainly one of the few best players in the NFL. This is his moment, Saquon. So we've seen him everywhere doing everything, and that's cool, but I like to hear that, hey, that work ethic, it's still there.
And you know what? It's funny because we have Boots Brown, so a lot of times because we're so close to everything, we don't get to see everything. So it was refreshing to hear somebody who's not in town that had a different vision of Saquon. Like I said, I was talking to some guys this weekend, and they talked about they weren't worried about him because of his work ethic. So, yeah, that's the one guy you don't worry about, but it takes 53, to get to where they got to. You talk about the contributions of Jalix Hunt. We talk about the Cooper DeJean and those guys. So everybody has to get on the same page. It's no doubt in my mind that they will eventually get on the same page and get this thing on track for we can be in position to repeat. But there might be some room there for a little bit of error early on in the season.
Let's hear from Saquon yesterday. He took the podium talking about where he's at in the offseason he had.
Was that hard for you to kind of like let your body rest? Probably it seems like more so than you have in past years.
No. It wasn't hard because everyone that I trust told me basically sit down for a little bit. So in past years when I was younger, you know, you think like, oh, someone's getting better than me, or you know, like I'm relaxing and you know, I see Derrick Henry running hills, or I see Christian McCaffrey posting something. Like the old me would be like, oh, I gotta go. I still have that competitive nature, but two completely different seasons. So just listen to everyone. And when it's time to go, I've been going. And when it's time to back off, I've been backing off.
That's an interesting perspective. Like he basically said, the way I read that was, he changed his workouts this offseason because people told him, hey, after all the work you had last year, you know, maybe you got to be smarter about how you work out, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily not work. I mean, he's obviously going to be in good shape, but seemed like he changed a little bit to try to keep himself fresh after last year for a whole new season.
Yeah, and that's important. I think that's important. And the one thing that has changed from the time that I played, you have more resources to be more in tune with your body.
Right.
And it feels like, you know, him in particular, he's in tune with his body. You know, probably the healthiest season that he's had in a long time. And not only that, the most successful season that he's had in a long time. And I would not doubt, like we talked about it, how all of a sudden you're in Hall of Fame consideration. And that's probably a dream that he's had his whole life. So he's approaching this differently because he's looking 2 or 3 years ahead and knowing that if he can string together a couple more good seasons, that conversation is being had about Saquon.
Well, there's no question. Yeah, he does it a couple more times. I think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. 215-592-9494. I also think it helps Sirianni. It helps Hurts. They already did the Super Bowl thing, and you could say had a hangover in 2023. They know how to – they've done this, right? Like, sometimes a team goes to the Super Bowl. They don't know how to handle that long playoffs, short offseason. We just did this 2 years ago. Like, they just were in the Super Bowl and experienced life after a Super Bowl. This time they get to experience as a champion. I'm just not concerned about it. Tyler in Delaware's got beef with Hugh Douglas. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, good morning, Joe. Good morning, my dog, Hugh.
Good morning, Tyler. Get him.
And good morning, Kyle. First of all, Hugh.
Yes.
With the amount of cachet that you have, all right, being an Eagles great and being a former player, why can't you talk to somebody in upper management with Buc-ee's and bring a Buc-ee's closer to this area?
The closest one just opened in Virginia.
Come on, Hugh. Get one closer
to here. It's one in Virginia.
No, I agree with him. This is your fault.
Why can't you bring one in either Maryland or Delaware or PA? You could be sponsored by them.
You know what the funny thing about Buc-ee's is? For whatever reason, most Buc-ee's that I've been to have always been on the outskirts of a major city. Like there's one in Canton, Georgia that's like, what, 30 or 40 miles outside of Atlanta.
So they're not really up against the city.
They're not up against the city. Yeah. For whatever reason, I don't know if that's because that, you know, the competition with the local gas stations or whatever, but I've never seen one that's right up. It's always on, like, long treks.
But there's enough rural spots in Pennsylvania and Delaware and Maryland. They could find a spot.
Well, you know, I think the closest one, it's in Virginia, and I don't know where it's at, and I think it just opened because, remember, when I was planning my trip, it didn't line up because it wasn't going to be open when I took my trip. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, the one in Virginia should be open by, is it the 30th of this month?
Yeah, but I think Tyler wants one even closer. And this is on Hugh Douglas.
I would love to have a Buc-ee's somewhere close.
Excuse me?
A Buc-ee's. Because technically, I got to show you the TikTok, Kyle. Oh, the guy that
I don't know if I want. I don't want to see
he
that.
He calls it Buc-ee's with a lisp.
That's.
He said, "I be drinking. I love my Buc-ee's."
What about, dude? Stop. Stop. Please stop.
Buc-ee's.
What Eagles?
Right,
what about
that's
Eagles?
More than enough. Go ahead, Tyler. Cut Hugh's
mic
off.
So I'm never going to view Buc-ee's the same after you called it Buc-ee's.
I know.
Look,
I know. This guy is unbelievable.
Hugh, yes. I got points for you and Joe on both the Phils and the Eagles. With the Phillies, Hugh, why should I, as a fan and as somebody who enjoys being a part of and listening to y'all show each and every day, what gives you the confidence that this Phillies team, after we just watched them for the past 10 games, go out there and not have any pop, not have any swagger? What gives you the confidence that we're going to see something different out of this team today or in the next series. When it just seems like this team needs a jolt.
What gives me confidence?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I feel like, you know, like if Bryce Harper was in the lineup, I think that they actually care. Like, it's a love-hate relationship with the fan base. I get that. But at the end of the day, man, there's nothing like being here and feeling the love and the adulation from this crowd. And I'm going to use a point that Joe made yesterday, because he said something about they won the game in the 11th inning yesterday.
Yeah.
And that crowd, in that small window of them winning that game, this place was different. Now, early on in that game, and I think, was it Mike Angelini or somebody? Was somebody at the game yesterday? They were talking about the crowd, and they said it was bad up until that point. That's the beautiful part about being here in Philadelphia, man, is that even though this fan base can be very, very rough, if you put forth the effort, man, and you turn this thing around, they turn around quickly. But the flip side is if you play it bad, they turn around quickly on that side too.
Of course.
But that's that to me, that's the beautiful part about being here, man. And that's the part that you wanna keep going. You wanna kinda keep that going. So that's why I feel the way that I do. Cause today, as nice as today is, if they come out here and win today and play well, why Joe's laughing at me. Things will change.
I'm laughing not because that was a wonderful set. It was a filibuster, though. I mean,
I knew that you was laughing. It was a
wonderful sentiment. You got the whole town feeling like, yeah, but we forget is they can't hit for any power, and the bullpen stinks right now.
The bullpen, like last night, reared its ugly head.
Yeah,
I really think there's
a lot of issues right now, Tyler. The biggest one for me is there's no pop coming out of the lineup. It's just so hard to score consistently when it's just singles. It's hard. It's almost like a football team that has no explosive plays, or NBA team that only makes twos and no threes. Tyler, it's just hard. Like, the Cubs are bashing the ball over the wall, and we're trying to single our way to wins here.
And that is where I could not agree more with you, Joe. This is what was so troubling in the offseason, is that even guys who are supposed to be boppers of the ball aren't hitting for power. They're not getting on base. I mean, if you just get a whole bunch of singles, but then you don't move runners, you're not putting runs on the board. And it's so frustrating to see that it's just the same carryover of just being stuck in a rut. You need to have some sort of shakeup where guys got to understand, like, yes, to your point, Hugh, we are a supportive fan base as a whole, but you get paid to perform. You know that from playing in the league for as long as you did, that your performance matters. So when the performance suffers and it's just running the same lineup out there day in and day out, I get there's no Bryce, but other cats, since there's no daycare anymore, other cats have to step up and fill that role. And that's where my frustration and why I try not to get too over the top, because until something changes, it's just like the status quo. You start getting into the same purgatory of not performing, where you can't just wait for Bryce to come back to expect results. You need to put guys in a position to be successful. And when you got a young guy like they just brought up in Kemp, you want some of that life and some of that youth to inject some of these older guys like a Bohm, like a Stott, like a Marsh, where your 6, 7, 8, 9 hole guys aren't hitting worth a lick right now.
And they're not getting enough out of the top to go with it. I mean, Schwarber right now, Tyler, is in a slump. I mean, we all expect June Schwarber, but
yeah,
Schwarber.
Rough.
Yeah, it's not been what we expect. And the whole, speaking of the home run thing just for a second, so the Phillies have now fallen to the middle of the pack in home runs, like across baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you factor in they have Schwarber, it stands out even more. Like, they have one of the top home run hitters. Schwarber's got 20 all by himself. They only have 60-something as a team, which means you add everybody else up, there's just not pop. And obviously the guy that's second on the team is Bryce. He's not here right now. They just don't have enough pop. So, Hugh, it just feels like it's going to be hard for them to sustain winning. Like, they're going to win games here and there, right? They're not terrible. You said it. They're still a pretty good team, and they have really good starting pitching. But if they don't hit home runs and the bullpen's not good, feels like there's, like, a limited way they could win the game, right? Like, it feels like it's got to be low scoring, and their starting pitcher has to dominate, and they got to hope the bullpen is good that day. It's hard. Like, it's just hard for me to imagine the way they look right now. They turn this around and win 10 out of 12. Like, maybe they win 7 out of 12, 6 out of 12, and we're not panicking. But, like, when is the next win streak coming, considering the way they look? That's what concerns me.
You know what? And to your point, that's kind of how I looked at the game last night, because it was a little back-and-forth affair until we got to that sixth inning.
When the Cubs start hitting home runs.
And they start hitting home runs because they were trying to play small ball, and they were trying to fight and stay into it. But, unfortunately for us, our power outage really didn't help us out when the Cubs started hitting the ball out of the park.
Yeah, it's like the other teams in baseball, right? The good ones are playing a different game, and,
yeah.
and like the it was
they have the ability to switch to, yes. to do what they need to do to win.
Like the other night was fun, right? The way they won the 11th inning, but it felt that's not sustainable. You're not going to bunch your way to wins over teams like the Cubs. So,
look,
the Phillies have, and hopefully today Lizardo bounces back. They have the starting pitching to keep themselves hopefully afloat while they wait for reinforcements, or their guys get hot, or they get Bryce back. But it doesn't feel easy right now to get any wins over good teams. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Aaron, who's up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. What's going on?
So, guys, I think it's time that you guys gave the young Padawan, Kyle Quinn, his shot.
In terms of what?
I'm proposing a Kyle Quinn, Jalen Hurts minute where when Kyle loses his mind, it is pure radio gold. I think you guys got to give him a shot.
Well, I think that happens daily on the show.
Man, Kyle takes his shot every time he cracks that mic. I mean, what are you talking about?
So, Aaron, we have discussed some sort of Jalen Hurts buzzer. When Kyle hits the buzzer, we just get into an impromptu Jalen Hurts discussion for no reason and a debate about him. That's on the table for things we might start doing here. So when that happens, it's probably inevitable Kyle yells at somebody. So I like the idea.
I might have more fun calling into the show and going through his getting on radio. I mean,
when he badgers the witnesses
to the point where he's screaming and yelling it's fun.
Well, I mean, some of our callers, not naming names, like you need some direction a little bit, so he's got to get you in line.
Yeah, you're a pain in the ass.
We get it.
All right, Hugh.
Yes.
You know, we are brothers from another mother. We are Wonder Twin powers. But today, my friend, we disagree on both sides of the fence here.
I respect it. We can do that. We're at the stage now, Aaron, where we can have disagreements.
We're grown
up. Yeah, we can be grown up about
and
this.
You can tell Hugh why he's dead wrong about everything.
Yeah, you can do that.
You know, the Phillies are that relationship that we've all had once in our life where, you know, that first date is amazing. You know, super smoking hot. You know, the connection is there. The fireworks are going off. And then the next couple dates, the red flags start coming out. And then after a while, you start questioning it. And then things get better for a short period of time. And then again, they go off the rails and all these red flags come up. And after 2 years, you're just like, man, I am absolutely, positively exhausted.
2 years is a long time to go through those red flags, Aaron.
Because he ran the red lights.
Yeah, you're putting in work, man. 2 years.
The Phillies are nothing but showing us red flags right now. Where It's nothing's going to change. It's the same old stuff. And then the one thing that is good in our Philadelphia sport fan life, the one thing that is true, the Philadelphia Eagles, you're talking about they're going to have a Super Bowl hangover.
Can you believe this guy over here? They are built to not have a hangover, and Hugh's calling for a hangover.
Wait a minute. I'm taking a jab because I said there's potential there for a hangover?
Yes.
Seriously?
Because what you're failing to see is how they are built to sustain this. They've got all these winners from Georgia and Alabama. They did it 2 years ago, and they know how to sustain it now. He's missing it, Aaron.
We've been to the Super Bowl 2 out of the last 3 years, yep. Okay? Our locker room consists of the mental outlook of Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Lane Johnson, Devontae Smith, Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, Reed Blankenship. These guys are driving this locker room, preparing this team for what's going to be a repeat, another Sean, Super Bowl run. Music. Let's go E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
There we go, Aaron. See, I mean, people are trying to get you right on this, and you don't see it.
You know, did you notice that Kyle, that was a pretty good speech. Kyle didn't give him any
well,
music.
Well, they have beef, though, too. they have beef. Aaron and Kyle have had beef for a while.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. No, but I believe that there's potential for that because there's a lot of – and there's a lot of things that happened probably in this offseason that I cannot share on the air for these young men. That has potentially changed.
So I understand that. I do think it helps that they just did this 2 years ago. And not all of them, right? Cooper wasn't here. He was in college. Quinyon.
Yeah.
But the bulk of this team went to a Super Bowl 2 years ago. And I thought they had a hangover in 23. I did feel that, right? Even though they started 10-1. The first month of the season, they played like garbage. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
Yeah, it was. They didn't play good football. I think the experience of that and understanding how to navigate it last time is going to help this team. And I just – It means something to me that they have players here. Like, these guys didn't go to, like, some school in the middle of nowhere. They went to programs. Like, the Georgia.
Yeah, they went to big-time programs.
And especially the Georgia and Alabama kids,
because
it took
Georgia a while to break through.
Yep. But so, yeah. Those kids, like, one championship isn't enough. The expectation is you win, and then you come back the next year, and you do it all over again.
Yeah, there's a level of, you know, back on the grind because of the fact that, you know, you've done this. But everybody, wasn't a winning program. You know, what else? Wisconsin hasn't won anything. That's where Zach Bond went to school at. So there's a few programs in there that, you know, you're going to have to probably carry some guys along.
Sure.
Now, the majority of the guys, to your point, they're probably going to be focused. But, like I said, this was a collective effort. When you talk about the contributions of all the other guys, and, you know, like I mentioned, Jalix Hunt. So there's a potential there for somebody not to be locked in like that.
There might be. I just think they have the right leaders in place, and they're going to be fine. I don't worry at all about a Super Bowl hangover. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Hugh's got some concern over a hangover after Super Bowl. I don't feel that. I think the Eagles mentally are going to be just fine to try to repeat in 2025. Your calls to the Phillies as well. They lose last night. Carlos Hernandez DFA'd, so at least we're done with that nonsense in the bullpen. They play today. We'll get you set with leading off in a little bit. Elliot will join the show at 11:30. You'll hear from Jalen Hurts next, what he said yesterday as they prepare for the 2025 season. Are you concerned? Are you worried about a Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles? 215-592-9494 live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And after the tip-off, you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official part of 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.